it's usually a bit quiet news-wise at this time of the year, so let's see what the newspapers are running with today. Stephen Stockwell is here with this morning's headlines. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Cathy. We'll start with the National Broadsheet. The headline on the Australian Redeem Coalition project surge hits $400 billion, with the Abbott government pushing ahead with resources and infrastructure project approvals it hopes will reverse a predicted fall in mining investment. The Oz also warning, though, that that push could start a fight with the Greens. Hostage terror on the front of the Courier Mail. Drones, robots break siege. Mum, daughter bound, shackled, as it reports on a five-hour armed siege that took place in the Brisbane suburb of Banyo yesterday. The Fin Review has a weekend edition out. This is the last we'll hear from them until the new year, but one of the stories there, life after Snowden, how the leaker changed the global balance of power. The cricket is making an appearance on the front of the papers as well. 91,092 on both The Age and The Herald Sun. That's the number of people yesterday that made up the record-breaking crowd for a cricket match at the MCG. And quickly in the markets, some modest gains after the Christmas break. The Dow up 0.72%, S&P 500 up 0.48%, and the Nasdaq rising 0.3%.
Thanks, Stephen. Stephen Stockwell, of course, will return with more of the day's headlines in about half an hour.